We all thank Jeff Hoppe and Linda Benio for doing what you're doing. So let's give them a big round of applause.
Woo! Yeah!
Thank you, David.
Good to be home.
It is good to be home. We've had a busy month.
Did you like that jive-ass Christmas?
I have too much English and German in me. I don't dance. I'm sorry. I just have to stand there. Anyway, it's good to be home. We had a busy month since we all got together last. We took off literally the day after the last Crimson Circle meeting.
That's
October
right.
5th, I think it was. And we just got home.
That's right.
We went to England, which was incredible. Did a great workshop in London and then did the Camelot tour, going out through Cornwall and all around England. That was fantastic. A lot of fun. Other than one night that our group almost got thrown out of the hotel. I'll tell you about it later. It was,
You were a big help.
I was not. I almost got into the first fist fight in my life. I have never been in a fight, but oh, the energy. I mean, it felt so.
Wasn't St. Germain sort of pushing you to like just.
No.
Go on, Jeff.
And Linda actually intervened and got everything settled down. And well, we'll tell them about it more when we get to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Denmark, to Copenhagen, a beautiful city.
Our lovely sponsors here.
I know. We're going to do introductions in a minute. So,
but
it was an incredibly beautiful city. We had a great time there. And then, Canada for the Dreamwalking Workshop, which is, unbelievable. Incredible. So it feels good to be back here in Coal Creek Canyon, at least for a day or two. We're leaving on Monday for Australia and New Zealand.
The way that Jeff handles jet lag now is he pulls out Christmas stuff. Our Christmas tree is up. Our wreath is up.
Before we left for Canada, I put all the Christmas decorations up. Just because I counted, I said, between then and Christmas, we had like 16 days at home total. So the tree is up, the wreath, the garland, everything. It's great. And I think
it's
that's
awesome.
What brought the snow earlier today.
Mm-hmm. It was Jeff's fault.
So it's been busy. It feels really good to be back. Good to be here in the hall. As you noticed, we have a new floor here.
Can you believe
it? What's not new? They actually just sanded down the old floor. It's Roy, you want to get a shot of that? Can you get the floor?
Yeah.
Isn't that fascinating?
It's unfortunate that they can't see the old floor. And literally, I sit on the board in the community, and we've debated for 2 years whether or not we could afford to or if this floor could even be restored. And
right.
So it's a miracle.
It is a miracle. It's all sanded down. It looks pretty. We can probably dance on it later. But I did get one complaint from the crew that was working on the hall and redoing the floor, and they did ask me to pass it along to Chambra. They said that they had to sand everything down quite a bit, and some areas were a little bit worse than others, but there was one area that was really bad. Not the bathroom. No. It was the counter, right in front of the counter. They said there was ground-in chocolate. I'm serious. They did. They said, could you put a little rug or something down there, a runner? So, because we find that there's just a layer of chocolate. And they said it was great when they were sanding, because all the chocolate fumes came up. So we now have a runner back there. I see we have more chocolate than the Halloween ghost could imagine. Everybody brought their trick-or-treat candy that was left over. So we're going to float down Sugar River today.
Better here.
Yeah. So anyway, we have a few empty seats today. We don't usually have that, and I think it might be the snow.
It's a little early. There are always a few people that show up after we're done talking.
That's true. If you pan the audience now, thank you. With the Chambra can, but no faces like that. You're right in the bright light there, Mark. You're gonna, yes, the Chambra cam on the audience. You'll notice we have some empty seats now. You'll probably notice right before the channel that there's no seats left and people are probably sitting on the floor or standing. Can you believe that they wait to come? But
it's sad,
oh well.
But it's true.
Or maybe the snow kept them away. Or the thought of snow.
They just can't handle, it's just too much us.
Exactly. Although I did notice today that there was a lot of regulars, people that just come every month and help move the energy. A lot of regulars who were gone last month. Well, most of them are back.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And we have a lot of people from overseas, from outside the country. So,
yeah, the Whalens are back again.
I know. I wasn't going to mention names. I didn't want to embarrass anybody. But, okay, we're going to welcome all of our guests. First of all, I want to say a special welcome to those listening in on the Internet. As David said during the opening, We generally have about people from 80 different countries listening in, which is phenomenal. I mean, it's unbelievable. When Linda and I travel around to the workshops and seminars, it's amazing just to hear how they really connect. I mean, and I know you're doing that now. The energy is as real for them sitting at their homes in Japan or Australia or Zurich or wherever as it is sitting right here. And that's the really cool thing about this. And the worst thing is they remember this stuff. I kind of forget sometimes the goofy things we do, but they remember it. Then, oh, that was so funny when Roy had the camera out the window. Now it's going to be about the floor. And of course, they say to me that you look so much shorter in person than you do on the internet. I'm like, what? So anyway, let's introduce our special guests here in the live studio audience today.
Okay, here we go. Hella from Denmark, and she was our Denmark sponsor, and she did an awesome job. Thanks. It's great
Welcome.
To see you.
Great to be here.
And you're all dressed up in the red and the cowboy hat. Very
you got your
very
shoes.
Very
give me the name of these shoes. Look
can
at these
you,
shoes.
Can we do a shot here of the shoes?
Bring the shoes. Look at the shoes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, my God. Do you see those?
Those could hurt someone.
Nordstrom's. Linda was going to find a way
you
to
found Nordstrom's
those.
Here in oh, yeah.
Michelle nice. Took, yeah, she had some high-class
nice
guidance.
Place.
Michelle.
Do you want to say hi to anybody back in Copenhagen or Denmark?
Oh, well, hi to everybody.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for coming to the workshop. And
that was
great.
A great workshop.
It was a really good workshop.
We got to have
thank
some
you.
Pictures today from it. And thank you for taking us around town. It was social night or culture night in Copenhagen. So they opened places that are not normally open to the public. And we got to go up on top of this, what was it, a 20-story church spire on the outside. I mean, it was a little scary, but...
Little?
It was real scary.
It was so funny because Linda's claustrophobic and Jeff's afraid of heights.
Yes.
And we kind of experienced both. I was like,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm fine. I'm not afraid.
We had to go up this little spiral staircase that was totally enclosed. And, you know, it was barely big enough that I could barely get my shoulders through. And we go up and up and up. And all of a sudden they open this door and they're like, oh my God, you're outside looking over the whole city. And I think the guardrail was about that high. And I mean, I'm exaggerating, but it
not
felt like
higher,
it was that
though.
High. In the States, they would never do that because it was just a normal
you
guardrail.
You couldn't get good enough assurance to do it up
no,
here.
No, I know.
No, it was amazing. It was really awesome.
Anyway,
it was
fun.
Thank
I
you.
Loved Copenhagen. I'm going to throw in just a promo for it. An incredibly beautiful city.
Wonderful
and the people
city.
Are so warm and
loving,
friendly. I can't wait to go back.
Really a nice city. Okay. Actually, oh, forget it. I'll move on. Okay. Guess who's here today?
How many guesses do I get?
23.
Let me see the list.
Well, you know, Ralph tends to come late, so this time...
Normally, Ralph walks in about 1:45.
And then I have to report that to Gabriella
yeah,
in Mexico.
We have to do a special shot of Ralph coming in late, just so Gabriella knows that he's here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, this time she said she would not allow that. She was coming from Mexico.
She didn't want to be embarrassed
sure
with all the
would
attention.
Be here on time. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, right.
So who's here?
Gabriella!
Welcome.
From Mexico.
Welcome.
No, I'm very happy to be here once again.
Good.
And notice he's here on time.
He's here on time. I'm very happy. And well, I send all my love and light to Lulia and Contessa. I'm sure they're listening.
Yes, and probably watching.
Yeah,
yes.
They're seeing that Ralph is here because they're also very nervous that he doesn't arrive. And they all perhaps he went partying
all around
on
the world gets nervous about Ralph arriving
yes.
late. It's just...
They couldn't care less about the Tobias Service Center.
Yes, yes.
So we all are there waiting
yes.
for him to
appear. I know.
So thank God he's not.
So
anxiety.
I don't wonder how being late can make you famous, because he's famous for it.
Very
and
famous.
I'm good at that. Why can't I be famous for it?
Well, he was famous before. He was famous before that.
He's
and now
with me than with the letterman, let me tell you. Now.
Exactly, exactly. Don't you hate it, Ralph? I can just see you cringing
like,
there.
He's just like, oh, my God.
Next. Go on to the next.
Move on.
Yeah.
Move it on.
Anyway. Good to see you here again.
Thank
good
you.
To see you too. Thank
yes.
you very much.
Thanks.
We have another special guest, Anita Boom from Netherlands, and she does the Netherlands website.
The Schomburg
right?
website in Netherlands.
Yeah.
Hi, Anita. Good to see you.
Hi. Good to be here.
Yeah. How does it feel to be up at this altitude?
Breathtaking.
Breathtaking. That's a good way to put it. Because Netherlands, I noticed, was not real mountainous or hilly. I think
it's all flat.
The overpass over the highway was the tallest point, I think. But it's very beautiful, but very... And people come here, and sometimes they have a hard time breathing.
Yeah, well, the energies are overwhelming.
Yeah, exactly.
As well, you know?
Exactly.
It's
welcome.
How long are you here in town for?
I'm flying back on Tuesday again.
Okay, so you have a couple days.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Okay, thank you.
Mia Baez from Miami, Florida. Where are you? Right there.
Right there.
Don't go too far from her.
And you're really from Finland. You just kind of are temporarily.
Hi, everybody. Nice to be here again.
Glad you're here.
And brought my sister.
Yeah.
With your sister, Mira.
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you want to go ahead and introduce Mira?
Yeah. Hi, Mira.
Good to see you all again.
Hello.
Hello.
It's so nice to be here again.
The two of Finland sisters. So,
well, I hope you all maybe think about even just moving up here. And it's
a
lovely place.
We are. Yeah, we'll talk. That's what we are here.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
You know,
we have to talk afterwards.
We have to talk about the Cedar Ridge Lodge. Got back on the market. The financing fell through.
Yeah, we know all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
have a lot of stuff. Yeah, we have done our work. So.
Okay. We'll talk at dinner tonight.
Yeah, we've got to talk.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Glad you're here. We're trying to, just to explain for the people who don't know, there's a little motel up the street that's... Up the street, that's for sale. And it's a beautiful little place, and it would make a great Chambre hotel. You know, we have Chambre coming in from all over the world every month, and you know, they have to stay down in the city and, you know, every place but up here. And what an incredible opportunity for somebody, hints are going out all over, to buy it. And have
every local buyer that's looked at it, and there are quite a few local people in the canyon that have tried to buy it. It's the financing's fallen through on every single
one. It's meant to be the Chambre Inn. So nobody else can buy it. It's been on the market. I bet you they've had 5 or 6 offers, and for some reason they don't go through. So it's meant to be the Chambre Inn. So anyway, I know you're saying, why don't I buy it? We're not home enough. We stay in other hotels.
Tess Mahan from Glen Allen. Hi,
Tess. Good to see you again.
Hello.
Glad you're here. Are you kind of visiting? You kind of coming back?
I'm visiting.
You are?
I'm with my friend who's moving.
Okay.
So we road tripped. She picked me up in Chicago, and I road tripped it here because I missed it so much.
Right.
I've been seeing you on the webcam each month, though. I see you. So we're just visiting. Got to come back.
Well, glad you're here.
Thank you.
It's good seeing you recently.
Mary Ellen Cullen from Grand Blanc, Michigan. Yeah,
you got to stand up. You have to say something. You have to say something in Michigan for all the listeners back there.
Michiganian.
Yeah.
Or like Detroit talk.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know.
Chrysler.
Well, that was good. I don't know.
Chrysler, Ford.
Well, I live at Grand Blanc, and a lot of people laugh at that. I always say Grand Blanc.
Isn't it Grand Blanc?
That means a big.
I know.
But no one says it that way.
Yeah.
Big white.
Pardon?
Where is Grand Blanc?
It's near Flint, Michigan.
Oh, where is Flint?
That's exciting.
Kind of north of Detroit, like
a
couple
hours.
Okay,
now I'm right
there. I'm moving. Actually, all my belongings are in my car in a little 90 Toyota.
Wow.
And I'm moving.
You're going to have a little yard sale, a little car sale out there later on?
And I'm on my way to Arizona because I'm moving to Arizona.
Right.
Ooh, wonderful.
Great. Yeah. Well,
so now you'll be an Arizona guest in the future.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Thank you.
Is Carlisle here? Carlisle Connick? She's on the list. Hello, Carlisle. She didn't make it yet.
Okay, not yet.
Maybe the weather.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Annie Deegan. Where are you, Annie Deegan?
We saw you. Hi, Annie. Good to see you again. We missed you.
Yeah, I missed you guys, too. I just wanted to say that I got caught in some kind of construction nightmare, bumper to bumper, for about an hour and a half, so somebody else might be stuck in that. It's late also.
Oh,
I didn't know about it. I was like, I'm going to miss.
Yeah. You know, we would have held the meeting up for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you did. We got here just in time.
I know.
My friend here saved me a seat, and hallelujah. I'm
exactly.
So happy to be here.
Well, thanks for being here.
Hi, everybody in Taos.
Shell Goldman from Santa Fe. Shell, there we go.
Hey, good to see you.
Hi, nice to be here.
Go ahead, stand up.
Sure.
What the heck?
Sure.
Hi.
Did you get stuck in traffic?
No, we had no problems.
Oh, that's
great.
Great
day. Everything's wonderful. This is my sweetheart, Pauline. We're up from Santa Fe.
Hi.
We were last with you 2 years ago at a private residence.
Oh, yeah, we're all hell broke loose.
We're all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
pretty interesting.
That was. Tobias was doing a channel for in a private home, and there was about 60 of us, I think.
Right.
And
outside
of Santa Fe.
Oh.
And during the channel, Tobias said the Anasazi are leaving.
That's right.
And he said they're going to come in and do this little dance. Now, it was a sunny summer day. I mean, it was just beautiful. Yeah. And he said they're going to come in and do a little dance for you before they go. And this storm came up, and
not just outside the house,
but inside the house, and stuff was flying around
broken glass, tables flying.
Yeah, the patio, remember the patio table flipped over the whole glass?
Yeah.
And people ran and got the glass pieces for souvenirs.
And I'm sitting there during the channel, it's like, Tobias, what the hell is going on?
No, you said holy shit, and we've been sharing that with people ever since.
And Tobias is like, oh, don't worry about it. I'm thinking that's easy for you to say, you're already dead. I don't know if I want to go there right now.
Well, we had such a good time, we didn't want to miss it, so we came back up here to see, maybe something.
Yeah. But it was funny too, because as soon as he said, okay, they're done now, and then everything cleared up, the storm went away, the sun came back out, and when I opened my eyes, the whole audience was just sitting there going, like, what the hell just
happened?
Honestly,
it was funny because the homeowner went out to sweep up the glass, and it was gone. Everybody took it as souvenirs.
Yeah, that was quite a time. Anyway. Yeah, I like when he does that. Oh, gosh, the ratings go up. I know. Yeah.
Nothing like good drama.
I know.
Terry Wojcik. Are you here, Terry?
Where are you from, Terry?
From Salt Lake City.
Oh, I want to go back there.
It is nice.
Yeah.
This lifetime or the next?
No, this lifetime. I'm actually reading a book about Joseph Smith right now. It's very in-depth, look at his life. So it's like there's just something about that, You have to go back.
What I'm finding is it's the other side of the mountains. When I'm used to seeing the mountains in the east.
Oh, right.
I come over here and the sun's in the wrong part of the sky.
Exactly. Or the mountains are. We'll try to move that for next time.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Dale LaViolette from Cottage Retreats.
From Egg Harbor,
Wisconsin. Yeah.
Always good to be here.
Good to see you, Dale.
Particularly with all the family.
We had such an incredible time at the Tobias's Cottage Retreat back in September. Gosh, doesn't it seem like 6 months ago? We had a group of about, 15 Chambra. Dale owns some cottages, beautiful, wonderful cottages in Door County, Wisconsin, Wisconsin's playground.
And I'd just like to send out a hug to everybody that attended that. It was really great.
Yeah, that was awesome. Good to see you again.
Thank you. And Deborah, I'm going to blow this. Thank you, Deborah. That was very nice of you. Lander, Wyoming. Thank you. That's close to what
Good to see you. Did you drive down?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And it's great to be here. I used to live in Denver about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
So there's folks back in Lander all listening in. This is my first meeting here. Went to the Abundance Workshop to meet Janice.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, it's great to be here.
Great. Welcome. Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
That would be it for special
guests.
That's it for guests today.
Did we miss anybody?
The physical ones.
Yeah, the physical ones. Anybody that we missed that wants to have the microphone? Nope. Okay.
Oh, that could have been ugly.
Yeah. How about a big round of applause for our audience, for our guests today? Okay. Last month was the kind of an interesting shout. It was titled the Chambre Service Center. It was part of the Clarity Series, Shoud 3. And I reviewed all this last night. I guess it was pretty appropriate based on everything that has been going on in our lives that we had this. But, in spite of the fact that it was just about rejuvenating, there's a lot of good information.
Where was the rejuvenating part? I don't remember that part of last month. Oh, that one massage
that,
I got.
That one massage that you got. So Linda's going to play the part of Tobias. I'm going to make my editorial comments. And let's do a quick review of last month.
Chambre is an archetypical energy that can be felt as an entity. Perhaps we will call it the Archangel Chambre. Some of you have begun feeling it. The presence of this grand being with a flowing crimson robe, with a beautiful presence that is strong, yet still, that is loving, that is reassuring, that sometimes weeps a few tears because of your pains.
If you remember back in the September show, Tobias brought in the energy of Chambra as a guest. Well, he did it again in October. And basically, the important point in this whole thing about Chambra as a guest, and of course, you know, we are Chambra, is that he's saying it's taken on such a consciousness or its own identity now that it becomes almost like an archangel. And he's joking around when he said Archangel Chambra, but he's saying that we can now really start feeling this as not just as a word or a concept, but we've created kind of like a collective energy of Chambra. It's there to feel. It's there to work with us. It's part of us. And he said sometimes you may feel it as a separate entity, but it's really just part of us. And it's pretty cool to think that we've actually created this wonderful energy, and not only are we feeling it, but other people, non-Chambras, are feeling it as well. He went on to say, talk about that same thing.
The energy of Chambra is different. You don't have to tap into it. You don't have to go into an altered state of being to be within the energy. You already are. You're already there with it. Simply acknowledge that Chambra is part of you. Breathe it in. Then in a wonderful, beautiful, and sacred way, it starts working right along with you.
Sometimes people struggle when they're trying to connect with whether it's Tobias or Saint Germain or any of the other entities, and they're like, well, I'm trying to go out and find this energy or trying to connect to it. And Tobias said, particularly with the Chambra energy, we don't really have to even try. I mean, because it is truly part of us and so close to us that it's just there. You just literally breathe it in. It's right there to work with us and be part of our lives. And he said, you don't have to force it. Just let it in because it's really already there. He went on to say,
with this energy of Chambra, go back into some of your passions and dreams. Go back into some of those things that you have wanted to do for a long time. You'll find that this energy supports you in a very beautiful way, in an incredibly clear way. It supports you in the work that you do.
So many of us have had thoughts or ideas, things we've wanted to do, whether it's opening a healing center or buying the hotel a few miles up the road or write a book or a song or whatever. We've had ideas, over the years, and then they get kind of put in the back burner sometimes just because maybe the world wasn't ready or we weren't ready or maybe we were afraid of it. So we just kind of put it off to the side. And Tobias is saying resurrect those dreams and those ideas, those aspirations, and then bring in the energy of Chambra, all of our collective energy, bring that in, and it will help support and get it rolling in a whole new way. It's a wonderful little tool to use.
Today's show is a bit different. We see there is a need for a bit of rejuvenation, so we bring in our second guest to guide and assist. Our guest has the energy of Chambra, a very early Chambra perhaps. He has worked with you in one way or another in this lifetime.
I think all of us have been going through so much in these past months in particular, particularly actually since Tobias talked about that, a lot of that dark energy coming in, and I think we've really felt it at a lot of different levels. You know, it's manifested since, you remember he talked about it in the August show. It's manifested all around us with hurricanes and earthquakes and now you see a lot of riots going on right now. You know, what's with that?
People are pissed,
yeah. And there's just so much going on all around the world all of a sudden. I mean, it always goes on, but right now it's really heated up. And
well, hello. They're pissed.
And Tobias says that we're feeling all that. You know, we felt the hurricanes before they ever came in. And we took it on ourselves, you know, but it really wasn't us. But we were feeling that. He said in the last shout, it was time for just a little bit of rejuvenation. Not a lot of information, not a lot of pushing, not a lot of trying to get to the next level kind of stuff. Just to sit back and take it easy. And he brought in Chambra as a guest and another guest, which he went on to introduce by saying,
we would like to welcome in the energy of our guest, Edgar Cayce, to be with you. You read the books. And you felt that you were right there with him in his channels. You understood the sleeping prophet like most others didn't. You never thought that he was doing what he was doing was frivolous or crazy.
I would say most Schomburg, at one time or the other, have read Edgar Cayce, either a little bit about him or all of the books or whatever. It's something we all have in common, you know, as we go around talking to people all over the world. It's the things that they did 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Edgar Cayce, Seth was another one, and then a lot of Kryon. So, it's a common thing, and to have that energy of Edgar Cayce come in to me was pretty cool. I mean, I loved it. Linda and I went to the, Association for Research and Enlightenment in Virginia Beach, probably 1996.
You did the meetings back in the 70s.
I went to a couple meetings back in the 70s, read the books, and it was...
You didn't like the apple peanut oil thing, though.
No. But it was phenomenal. And what Tobias had said in the shout also was that we were all part, even if we weren't here on Earth, we were all part of facilitating his channel. So it wasn't just Edgar Cayce. He had a huge support group, and most of us were connected to it because we literally helped him while he was doing his Sleeping Prophet stuff. So kind of like we have help now. We have the ones who come in the second and third circle when we have our gatherings. Well, we were kind of there supporting Edgar Cayce. So that energy felt really cool.
By the way, I got several phone calls from people saying that this next line,
yes,
that you weren't channeling, this was Master of the Obvious.
Well, go ahead and read it.
Okay. You tell us that your bodies are tired, your minds are maxed out, and sometimes your spirit seems to be off somewhere else. You told us that it was basically time for your 100,000-year checkup. You've missed a few of your scheduled maintenance visits.
Duh.
Master,
well, I think,
obvious.
You know, we're really pushing hard. We're doing in basically one lifetime what Tobias and Saint Germain and the others thought would take about five lifetimes. But, you know, we just don't have patience. We don't want to keep coming back again over and over. So we're really pushing through a lot of stuff, and it does take its toll on the body and on the mind.
So is our story bigger?
No. So he's saying it was time for a little rejuvenation. So in this next slide. Oh, not quite yet. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You go into the outer realms. This is where you concept. This is where you daydream a song long before the song has words or notes. You go there and play with the energies. You play with frequencies. You play with different types of sacred geometries. Sacred geometries have nothing to do with mathematics. It has everything to do with energy formation and flow. You all go out there. There is not a single one of you that doesn't.
Tobias took a little detour here before we went to the Schomburg Service Center. And basically what he was saying in the channel was he was talking about his cottage, you know, which he refers to kind of in a joking, loving way. And now he's talking about we're going to go to the Schomburg Service Center and basically saying this whole thing, is it real? And he says it absolutely is real if we allow it to be, if we let it. But he said what happens in the outer realms where we all go is as real as this reality. It's just not solid like this is, but it's very tangible. He's saying that we actually go out there and we concept out there. You know, when we daydream and when you get into that creative spot or you're trying to find solutions to problems, you know, and you kind of go out there. He says, well, you're literally going off into the other realms and creating out there, then you bring them back down into this reality. So he said, don't discount that. What happens out there, whether it's the imaginary going to Tobias's cottage or the Schomburg Service Center, it is real. We create out there. We manifest here. Incredible concept. So he went on to say,
you go out and play with energies for a while. When you bring them back here, perhaps you might hear a song as you're waking up from your dreams. Where did that come from? Am I tapping into some sort of mass consciousness? No. You're tapping into your laboratory. You might be driving down the road and have an idea. Where did that idea come from? Well, it was your own. It comes from your laboratory. It's finding its way to you.
So what he's kind of saying here is the imagination or going into the other realms is our laboratory. That's where we experiment, play around with energies, let the energies kind of take on their own life, and we see if we like that or not, and then we bring it in here a lot of times. A lot of times we don't. Fear keeps us from bringing it in, or a lot of times, like as he's saying here, you know, you wake up from a dream and or you wake up from sleeping and you hear a song or you're driving down the road and you get an inspiration. And Tobias laughs because he said, so often you give us credit for it. You give Tobias or Saint Germain or some other being credit for it. And he said, it's your own. You created it in your celestial laboratory, and now you're just not laboratory, and now you're letting it come down here into this realm. And it's kind of cool to think we play out there.
Probably is laboratory for you.
We manifest here. So it's it's an interesting concept. And he went on to say about this.
So many of you had wonderful ideas. You've developed them in your own etheric celestial laboratories. But then you fear bringing them in. They get stuck. They get stuck right outside of the 3D realm. They're at the doorway of the 3D, but you don't want to open the door.
Yeah, I wonder why. But he was actually talking in that shout about that, you know, we create out there and we bring it in, but just before we materialize it or manifest it on this level, we stop it for a variety of reasons. And he's saying, well, why do that? Just let those energies come in. Just get over it. He went to talk a little bit more here about Edgar Cayce as a wonderful, fine example. Go ahead.
You're afraid of being ridiculed.
Yes.
But remember Edgar Cayce. You're afraid, perhaps, that it won't work. Remember Edgar Cayce. You're afraid that maybe this isn't what Spirit really wants you to do. Remember the dilemmas that Edgar Cayce went through with his own religious background, wondering if this was the right thing.
It's a real good role model. Edgar Cayce did most of his work in, I think it was the 30s and 40s in that era. And if you can imagine, the world was a different place back then. I mean, right now, you know, with what we all do in this realm, people kind of snicker and laugh. But, you know, for the most part, we're not thrown in jail or for the most part. And
my brother says you're going straight to hell.
Well, we're told we're going to hell once in a while, but, you know. You know what? Hell is what you make it. And my hell is going to be fun. Anyway. Oh, yeah. I was thinking about what I'm going to do there. It's actually what I call heaven. But anyway, he's saying, here's Edgar Cayce, what, 50, 60 years ago or more.
You're still thinking about hell, aren't you?
You're psychic, aren't you? I'm trying to be serious. Here's Edgar Cayce, back in the 20s, 30s, 40s. And imagine what he had to deal with. Imagine he actually was threatened a number of times for his life. I think he had a couple lawsuits thrown on him. He, you know, people ran him out of town and they just thought he was crazy. I mean, he was doing some incredible stuff and he just had to learn to stay in his truth. Stay what, and do what felt right, not to let all the outside stuff or the inside fears stop him from doing it. He was born and raised, I think, in a very religious background, and if I'm not mistaken, I think he was a minister. I may be wrong on that, but I think he was. And he had all this going against him, plus mass consciousness. Imagine the level of self-trust he had to go to. Tobias also said in this channel right after that is one of the jobs that so many of us had in supporting that work was to help him hold that space or continually reassure him that he was doing the right thing. Even though we weren't on the earth with him at the time, we're doing it from the other realms. So Tobias went on to talk about his cottage.
We're at my cottage now. It's a delightful place, a quaint little cottage surrounded by trees. A little stream out back, gardens all around, and the sound of waterfalls. There are a lot of birds. I love the energy of birds, for they've crept in my eye. They've mocked me while I was in jail. They ultimately help set me free. My, how I love these dear ones. I show up to you sometimes as a bird, a reminder of your own liberation from yourself, from the prison of your own mind.
I get a lot of people that will mention to me from time to time that, you know, a very unusual bird came to them. So I just wanted to put in this slide. And, you know, a bird will fly right in front of the car or along with the car, or sit right outside a window or whatever. And just a reminder, Tobias likes showing up as a bird because he has this thing with them after they caused him to go blind, which he likes to mention. Okay, we're at his cottage now.
Now, over to the side here, you see a building, a beautiful old-style stone and wood building with a beautiful slate roof on it. This is the Chambre Service Center. This is where you're going today. Oh, it's not like a service center that you have for your automobiles. They smell of oil. There are loud noises. There is foul freaking language. And
I wasn't in there. I'm reading along. I didn't see that word.
Felt right.
It's not in there either.
Well, I got this. You don't like this. And he said, put freaking in there.
Okay, go ahead. You just wanted to say that on the air.
He didn't even say, Linda, say freaking.
I think Linda wanted to say freaking. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And spitting on the floor. Mm-hmm. Ours is beautiful. Ours is luxurious.
So Tobias here is creating the energy or the kind of the imaginary of the Chambre Service Center. And we're going to go there and we're going to just relax. We're just going to allow ourselves to rejuvenate. He went on to say,
it is time for rejuvenation. It is time to let your body, your mind, and your spirit rebalance, rejuvenate. That is why our dear friend Edgar Cayce is with us. He's a master at helping others understand how to clear their bodies and their minds. He's a master at understanding unique applications of energies, whether they are in human form or the etheric form.
What I think is really cool about this is Tobias is taking us to the Chambre Service Center. You know, from our human perspective, it's just in the imagination, but Tobias is saying it's very real. We're literally together with Tobias creating this space that we're going to go into or that we're now in and to allow the rejuvenation. This is just a very interesting graphic way of creating the safe space. And we were all doing it last month together.
I heard they smoke Cuban cigars or just to irritate George Bush.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Your spirit's been going through an incredible transformation, its own expansion, its own opening, its own rebirthing. It's been happening while you were in your everyday physical form. Your spirit has its own trauma as it is trying to integrate with the human you. Sometimes there's a tremendous disconnect between the human and the spirit.
If we stand back sometime and just take a look at ourselves, we'll realize we're really going through a lot in every form. As you know, Tobias has said, this is the most difficult lifetime that we've ever had. Other lifetimes, we didn't have the consciousness. Everything was slowed down. We were focused on just that lifetime, and we really didn't understand this whole thing that was going on because it wasn't going on to the extent that it is now. And he's saying that if you stand back and observe yourself, look at the incredible changes that you've gone through. Look at how basically in this single physical lifetime, you've gone through 2, 3, maybe more lifetime changes. A lifetime change or going through ascension is basically where you go from one lifetime to another without changing bodies. And we've done it, some of us have done it a number of times in this lifetime. And we wonder sometimes, we call out to spirit and we cuss at Tobias and saying, what the hell's going on? But on the other hand, when things kind of slow down, not much is happening, we're like, okay, bring it back on. I'm ready. Give me some more. I can handle anything.
I told you to stop saying that.
I did stop saying it.
Thank you.
Now I just think it. So Tobias went on to say,
listen to the sound of the water. That's our maintenance tool. It should give you some clue as to how you can do this on your own, whether it's a bath, a shower, sitting by a lake or a river. There are tremendous energies in flowing water. That's what water loves to do, by the way. It loves to flow. Let it flow through your body. Don't try to guide it or direct it. Don't tell it to go to any particular place. Now you are changing a natural flow. I stuck an extra A in there.
Okay.
It knows where to flow. Just let it go there.
Important thing here isn't necessarily about the water. He's using the water because we understand it. Water sounds good usually. It feels good, you know, just to sit in water. It feels good just to be near water sometimes. So he's using this. The key thing here is flow. Water just flows. We just flow. You know, we tend to get in there and try to manipulate things and push things and redirect them. We're sitting here now in the Rejuvenation Center. Just let it flow. Also a way of saying our body already knows what to do, how to take care of itself. Just let it flow. Stop trying to push energies to your knees. Stop trying to force energy into certain areas. Stop trying to visualize or imagine. Just let it flow. It all knows how to rebalance itself. That's we designed our bodies that way. We just forgot along the way. He went on to say,
there's no efforting. There's no pushing. Why would you need to effort? Why would you need to struggle? That's an old energy attribute. When you push on something, it pushes back on you. There's no need to manipulate the rejuvenation of your own body, mind, and spirit in this beautiful service center with the water flowing everywhere. It happens naturally.
This is one of those paradigms that we all have a difficult time with. We're so used to pushing, shoving, forcing, efforting. Basically, efforting with things. So when it comes even to our own relaxation and rejuvenation, we effort that. And we have to create all these different modalities. And sometimes we're led to believe that the more complex the modality is, like, you know, having to study all the, whether it's the biological body or the energy body, the more complex and the more integrated it gets, then it's going to be effective. But it doesn't work that way. He's saying here of that there should be no efforting. The rejuvenation, the energy seeking its own level, seeking its own rebalancing, is a natural thing. We just got away from that, especially in the mind. We got so mindy about everything that we forgot to let it just happen. But here in the Shambhala Service Center, we're just letting it flow. Oh, and that
you
was...
skipped one.
Did I?
Yes, you did, buddy. Huh.
Hang on. Oh, I must have accidentally deleted. Go ahead and read that then.
Okay. Are
go
you
ahead.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't want it, it's okay.
No.
Okay. All right. Do you think God tries? God just is. God watches as the results unfold. God has no agenda about how creation unfolds. God creates, then breathes life into whatever she chooses, and then gives it freedom. God created you. Breathed life into you, gave you freedom, and said, go out into nothing and create whatever you choose. Call me if you get stuck.
Maybe that's why I took the slide out. And we are God also. It's about creating things through the imagination. It's about breathing life force or spirit energy into our creations and then giving it freedom. It's one thing we forget to do. We forget to give it freedom. But just look at the simplicity. God, Spirit, created us. We created ourselves, basically. We breathed life into ourselves. We gave us this wonderful opportunity to come here to Earth. And then Spirit gave us freedom. Said, go out and do anything. I have no agenda. None at all. I don't care. The Spirit said that to me anyway. I don't care. That was my parents. Well, one of the
No, two. That was not your parents. No.
Anyway, Spirit has no agenda. It's about the experience. It's about the expansion. It's just about being. So, anyway, that was it. Okay, that was last month. Be interesting to know what's in store for this month. I started to feel some pretty weird stuff last night. So
you
I know,
feel weird stuff all the time?
No, this was weirder than normal weird. But, I started to feel that energy's moving in. So I have a feeling it's going to be an interesting show today.
Weird guest maybe, huh?
Let's talk about recent events. Last month, as I mentioned, we went off to London, England. We had a full house. I mean, that room was jam-packed with about 100 people. We had a one-day clarity workshop. It was great.
That's a lot nicer than that room really was.
Yeah, it looks nicer. Yeah, really does look nicer. Anyway, it was a fun day. We had a special guest channeler. On the left, you'll see Story Waters.
Story from Midsummer.
Lives in England. He was at the Midsummer. Very, very popular. He's a book out called...
Messiah Seed.
Thank you. I almost forgot. The Messiah Seed. But anyway, Story, if you're listening, we want to thank you for being there. And It was a good time. Good day.
He's writing a new one. You Are God Also, Get Over It.
I know. I think that, I think that, seriously, the title is You Are God Also, Get Over It. Uh-huh. What a great title. The next day we hopped in a bus with about 30 Chambra. We went on Tobias's multidimensional Camelot tour. Mm-hmm. We left London and we went out to, Avebury. This is a shot of the bus by the, or the coach, I'm sorry. It is a coach. Actually, it was a bus. They explain it. A bus, well, a coach, you know, has a smooth ride and it's real comfortable.
This was a bus.
This was a bus because our bus driver, man, he hit those brakes.
He was the bus driver from hell. I almost got car sick.
You know, man, it was crazy. But anyway, we went off, we went to Avebury, and then on to, Tintagel, which is the, apparently the birthplace of King Arthur. It's also where Merlin's cave is. It was fun.
Lovely.
We had a good time. Now, I showed this shot here because this was so cool. We're at the Great Hall of Arthur.
Jeff likes to use the throne, but this is more
this
of a...
This is carrying it to extremes. We're at the Great Hall of Arthur in Tintagel, which
that's
is just a little coastal village of about 1,000
really
people.
I didn't see that before.
Yeah, yeah. It was about 1,000 people. But this is where the real heart of the King Arthur energies are. I mean, if you really want to feel it, it's in Tintagel. This building that you see on the right here is where they kind of have a... not a museum really. It's the energy of Arthur that's in that hall. And there's this special room with the throne. And we had a special, 2-hour private thing where we had the whole building to ourselves. All the regular public was run off so we could, do our thing there. Tobias did a channel and I got to do it on the throne here. It was pretty cool, I tell ya.
Always wanted a channel from the throne.
Exactly. So it was fun. We went out one day to, St. Nectan's mm-hmm. Glen, which you
That's
see on
right.
the left, and it's just a magnificent waterfall. It's where the, Knights Templar used to go before they went off on their
Crusades.
Journeys. They would meet there and they would get the energy of St. Nectan's Glen and a lot of fairy energy there. You can feel it all around.
They claim the Crusade started from there?
The Crusade, mm-hmm. some of the Crusades started there. So some of you might be familiar with the place.
Mm-hmm.
On the right is a shot of,
St. Michael's Mount.
St. Michael's Mount. It's interesting. It's a little island, but when the tide goes out, you can actually barely walk out there, and then you have to make sure to get back before the tide comes in. But that day, it was real mysterious. It was kind of hidden in the fog, and when we got there, the tide hadn't gone out. So we're like, how the hell do we
That's
get out there?
That's the everyday weather in England, honey.
I know. Well, but we were wondering, how do we get out there? Because the tide wasn't out yet. And, of course, the moment we even thought it, a couple of big boats showed up and said, we'll take you over there. So that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
One night we went to a genuine English pub right on the coast owned by Stephen Oliver. He's a Chambra that lives in the Tintagel area. We went to his pub, and it was one of the finest dinners that we've had. I don't know if we were just tired and hungry.
It was magical. It was really nice.
It was really magical, and Stephen did a talk to the group there that you can see. We also went to...
Chalice Well.
Chalice Well. Actually, in Glastonbury, there's the Chalice Well. There's the Abbey and the Tor. And there's all sorts of energy around there. So we just had a blast. It was one of the nights that we were staying in Tintagel at the Camelot Castle Hotel that we'd had our dinner there, and the group was in the pub afterwards. Of course, the pub was called the Excalibur. Cute. And I'm not going to tell the whole story, but at one point...
Yeah, can you do the short version?
At one point, the owner asked that a couple of our... members of our group immediately leave the hotel. It was 10:30 at night, and there's no other hotels in Tintagel. Well, talk about Lancelot, me, getting out my sword, and so I'll be damned if they're going to leave. And we got into a very interesting dilemma, and pretty soon our whole group was being invited to leave with me leading the way out. And the owner and I were about that far from each other. The testosterone was flying. You know, it felt good, though. It was some good drama.
Nothing like a good drama, yeah.
And boy, did I feel like Lancelot at that moment. And we were just about to get into it. I can be tough.
You missed your own channel. You missed your own channel about Lancelot energy. So I'll have to play that back for you, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
Well, it was fun at the time playing it up. And
good
all
story.
Of a sudden, Linda had gone off to bed. And all of a sudden she came downstairs for God knows what reason and saw that a brawl was just about to start, and she got, well, she actually pushed me out of the way and proceeded to talk to the owner. But it was interesting. He was very much in his mind, very much in his mind. And Linda, I was watching, I was observing, and she was so good because she went straight to the heart. And he was trying to deal with facts and mind information, and she was dealing with not fuzzy love, but strong love. And he finally kind of stopped his little game, and we ended up becoming best buddies then. Truly, truly. And the bottom line was, he told me later, he said, you know, this is not a hotel. And I'm like,
that's well, sure as hell what I contracted
me, you know,
for.
We got rooms, we got people staying here, you know.
Paid the money.
He said, no, this is not a hotel, this is a Scientology recruiting center. Ah! I mean, we could make a movie about that. There's this castle hotel right on the Cornwall and the coast, and it's an eerie, drafty, old, poorly decorated place, and it's so badly decorated.
Jeff can talk, I mean, like this because he knows we can't go back.
We're not going back. Okay. But anyway, what they were doing is they were taking our group members aside, down in the dungeon, literally, and trying to sell them Scientology. And one of the group members said, you know, we're not interested. We know all about Scientology. We don't want to have anything to do with it. Well, he got offended at that, and that's when the everything ensued. So we had a long, interesting talk with him later on after things settled down. We assured him that the one premise of Shambra is that we are compassionate and we are tolerant. That we're not, and
at least until our reservation ends.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Get me on that bus and watch.
And fortunately, I know a lot about Scientology through a very dear friend of mine. And so I was able to talk the talk, and we would talk Ron talk for a while. And apparently he had done a little homework on our group. He says that at that their Scientology center there at his hotel, that they monitor anything that's being said about Scientology
well,
in
now
Europe.
We're up Schitt's Creek.
And put it on a report, and, you know, they got this long list. But anyway, he checked into a little bit about our group, and he said, well, who's your leader? And I said, well, we don't have one. And he said, well, how do you recruit members? And I said, well, we don't. And he was so dumbstruck, you know. You don't go out recruiting? And he said, well, how do you raise funds? And I said, we don't have any funds. And he finally said, well, I know somebody talks to this entity, you know, whoever he is, some channeler. Who's your channeler? Now, before I answer that question, you have to understand, we've been out all day. We were tired. We, you know, it was 10:30 at night. I had had a couple of beers, and I was dressed in just jeans and my grubby, and I'm standing there with my beer. I'm the one who almost hit him. And now drinking a beer, and he said, so who does this channeling? And it's like, well, that would be me. And you could see his eyes got real wide. He just, I mean, he did not relate to any of what we do. And it was such an interesting perspective. I went to my room later just giggling to myself. It's like, we don't recruit. We don't have this big agenda. We don't have all this stuff you have to do. You don't have to memorize anything. Tobias says when we get together, don't talk about the shouds. Go bowling or
we're
something.
We're not auditing our members.
And we don't audit our members. And I respect what they do. Again, I know quite a few Scientologists, but it was so in my face that night. Such a deep and loving appreciation for who Shambra is.
The sense, I mean, it really was. We have friends that are Scientologists, I mean, and pretty good friends. And so it was kind of caught us from the field.
So anyway,
the field.
And the funniest thing at the channel, at the Great Hall of Arthur. At the Great Hall of Arthur, earlier that afternoon, as Tobias was wrapping up, and he said, okay, we're going to give you some really interesting experiences just to kind of drive home the point about Lancelot, about the energy of King Arthur, and about all this stuff. And he said, so be prepared. And, of course, we got it that night. So, anyway, that was drama.
Remind
and, you
me
know,
that.
Drama really feels good sometimes. It's God, it was fun. Oh, short wall. I kicked it down. I ran over. I'm on. Ah! Oh! Don't mess with me. I'm Shambra. That was so damn fun. God. Makes you just want to go back to being a muggle again. Anyway, it was a fun tour. We're not going to do it again. We have a couple more shots here on the left. We're at the Chalice Well. And the Chalice Well gave us a private room upstairs. It was so funny. The Chalice Well is kind of a beautiful place. It's where Joseph of Arimathea went and put in his staff into the ground, and these trees came out, and it was beautiful. It said that the chalice, the holy chalice, was buried there. And I forgot, Tobias actually said something about it. I forgot what it was.
He said it's gone.
It's gone. Yeah. Somebody ripped it off.
No. He's just gone. It vaporized or something like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's okay. Just gone.
So they give us this private room up on the second floor of their facility, and they were very careful. You have to take your shoes off before you go. You can't talk. You have to tiptoe up the stairs. You can't rearrange any furniture. And our group was being so honoring and so quiet. You could have heard a pin drop. It was time for the channel, and Tobias came in. What the hell is everybody so quiet about? Who said you have to follow these stupid rules? Let's make some noise. And he really did it.
Tobias. He's been hanging around with Saint
Germain. He said,
Germain,
boy, talk about a lot of old energy around here. Let's shake this place up.
He's been hanging around Saint Germain too much.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have a shot here of Jean and Raymond and, I forgot her name,
Stonehenge.
The place with the stones, yeah. Okay. Onward to Copenhagen with Hella and the Schomburg
group. Now that's
there.
A motley crew.
We took that one night, the shot at the fountains right outside the palace.
Hella must have taken that shot.
Hella's not in that shot.
Hella took the shot.
Yeah. And, anyway, so it was great. Wonderful workshop. It was absolutely so full in the room there. Sold out audience that when I wasn't up talking, I had to go sit in the back in the aisleway on the floor because there were no more chairs. I mean.
Oh, honey, you think they give you more respect than that?
I know. But no, I'm just trying to point out the Danes and the Norwegians came out in force. I mean, it was incredible. We had, some great channels. We had a guest channeler, Helena, channeled Toth, I believe. Is that who? Toth? And that was interesting. It's interesting for me to watch a channel. I mean, because I don't get to do that too often, at least from the outside. Later that night, Jan Johansson did a parody channel. We were at dinner, and of course, we'd all had a glass of wine or two or three. And Jan got up and channeled the energy of the bees. And instead of humming, we were all sitting in this public restaurant going, bee. We were buzzing, and it was the waitresses and the waiters.
They were literally standing on the perimeter thinking, do we call the cops or how long do we let this go on? And
we were all buzzing.
Really, Jan was very,
it was actually
very
beautiful
funny.
To hear a group of, there's about 100 that went to dinner that
it
night.
It was amazing.
Hear everybody
spiritual
buzzing,
humor.
You know. But the rest of the restaurant thought we were a little odd.
And he talked about the dear ones.
Yeah, the dear ones. Dr. Stephen Gaynor from Florida, who was also a speaker at the Midsummer Conference, flew over just to be there. He gave a wonderful talk. His picture didn't show up real well, but he's on the left there.
Yeah, it's nice.
And we had some live music.
Yeah.
So it was great. We had a blast.
Fabulous.
Okay. Moving on to Huntsville, Ontario, Canada. For St. Germain's Dreamwalker
School.
Hi,
Jean Hamilton.
We had a full house there again, over 100 people. I can't say enough about the Dreamwalker School. We've done three of them now, and it's given me such an incredible perspective of life, because you're talking about death, but all of a sudden you realize, oh, my gosh, here's why we're here. It's the most intense school that we do. It's 2.5 days. St. Germain starts on a Friday night. And does not stop channeling other than for dinner and sleeping until Sunday afternoon. So it's really taxing.
I don't know how you do it, but it is probably, I think, just about one of, there might be something similar, but I don't think there's anything any more life-changing than the Dreamwalker. I will never be the same person for it. I think that's good.
Yeah. But in dreamwalking school, he actually, Saint Germain, talks about what it's like to dreamwalk. He trains people to dreamwalk. So when somebody dies, then you escort them to the other side. Filled with facts and information, and it is awesome. It is just incredible. So just a few more pictures of the group. At the end, we do a ceremony that actually Norm and Garrett have done it, but they weren't with us this time, so we did it. Everybody in the room is ordained as a legal minister.
If they choose.
If they choose. It is very, very cool. So we do a huge ceremony afterwards. Okay, that was our month. How was yours? And upcoming events, we'll go through these real quickly. We leave on Monday for Australia. We're going to do School One, The Wall of Fire in Sydney. Actually, before we do that, we just do a one-night evening with Tobias in Sydney. We're going with Norm and Garrett. We're really looking forward to going back to Australia. From there, we're going on to Auckland, New Zealand for a two-day Tobias Clarity Workshop. And I'm really looking forward to seeing New Zealand. I've heard so many incredible things about it.
Our sponsor, Michelle, said, please tell the Kiwi to come.
Okay, Kiwi, make sure to show up.
We'd love to see you.
Okay. After that, we go to Constance, Germany for a two-day Clarity Workshop. This is sponsored by our publisher, Ostergaard Verlag. It's on, Constance is right on the Swiss-German border, close to Austria. On Lake Constance, or what they call Bodensee, which is just beautiful, close by to where Mark was born and raised. And that's our last trip of the year.
I want to add something to that,
please,
though.
Please do.
Okay, what's going on with that as well is we had a lot of people, a lot of Europeans, a lot of non-German-speaking people that said, ooh, this is really difficult to sign up for this if you don't speak German because everything about it is in German.
on the Ostergaard website.
On Ostergaard website. By the way, there's a secret. If you go to somebody else's website and if you Google to get there, before you hit the website, you can hit the translate button on the side and it'll do a very poor but readable
somewhat
translation.
Somewhat readable translation.
Okay, so, but if you'd like to sign up, you can go to our website now.
The Crimson Circle.
The Crimson Circle website. You can go to the Clarity Workshop for Constance, Germany, and we have it in our website. You can sign up from there with your credit card, which you cannot do if you don't.
So you can sign up through us as well as through Ostergaard.
Because Stephen can't take a credit card.
Right.
So if you want to sign up by credit card, it's in U.S. dollars, but you can go to the website and sign up for the Lake Constance event at our website, and we will keep Mr. Ostergaard involved, and he'll know, because actually we're expecting a sellout. It has sold out every year, and I've heard it's almost two-thirds sold out already.
We can hold 350 people.
Max.
We're at about 250 right now. And just as an interesting side note, it's being held in the building, this is what I hear, where the only pope that was ever popedized, you know, outside of the Vatican.
Popedized?
I don't know, pontificated or whatever they do to a pope to make him official.
What religion were you born?
Catholic. Mm-hmm. But this is, there's only been one time in the history of popes that a pope has been officialized outside of the Vatican, and was at the very building we are actually doing the workshop at. So, holy smokes, look at that energy. Okay. Just a quick note about the December Shoud and Christmas dinner. Remember, the next Shoud is December 17th. That's not the regular first Saturday of the month. This is going to be second or maybe third Saturday. I don't know. But December 17th for the next Shoud. Afterwards, we're going to go, whoever wants to go to dinner, Christmas dinner up at the little German restaurant up here. We're going to reserve places. You can sign up today with Michelle, who's in the back of the room. Hi, Michelle. And or we'll have a sign up on the internet, but it will have to be by reservation, just so the restaurant knows how many.
And they
are
do
going.
Have a. There is a limited amount of space, so we do need to give them the numbers as soon as possible.
Okay, moving on very quickly. Yes,
okay.
One of my favorite events, School 2, Coming to Earth. This is January 22nd through the 27th in Kauai. You know, we do kind of workshop-y kind of stuff in the morning, and then we kind of go out and play all afternoon. Well, we do channelings along the way, but we do things like a catamaran cruise and go to the beach and go to the Hindu temple, and it's cool.
It's half sold out already, and this is the first time we've announced it. People already have found out about it, and it's half sold out already. And several of the people that have already signed up are people that have done it before. So
that'll tell you
some people have had some fun.
Yeah, okay. It's an incredible event. It's fun. So if you're interested, get on the website and please sign up because it will be sold out. First week of January, February 11th. We're going to stay here in town for a change. We're going to do three Ask Tobias sessions. These are the ones that you see over there with the CDs. We do them on different subject matters. Tobias picks the subjects. We don't. He's done them on depression.
Why can't we? I'm tired of
dreams and
liked helping people.
Time and space. So he's going to have three more sessions. We're going to do it Saturday, probably down at the Doubletree. It'll be recorded. All attendees get the free CDs. We'll make more announcements about that. Whoa, here's one. And I'm going to treat this very seriously because it is.
She ain't got no panties on.
I'm going to treat it seriously because it is. This is a special event. It is a sexual energy workshop, and it will be in mid-February. We don't have the exact date yet. You have to apply for attendance. There'll be a form that you have to fill out. You won't just be able to register online. You'll have to actually apply. It's going to be a very interesting three-day workshop in Mexico in a resort area. We're going to deal with what is behind sexual energies. It will probably be limited to those who are either sexual abuse victims or doing counseling work with those who have dealt with sexual abuse. We're not just going to let anybody in. We want to create an extremely safe space. We're dealing with a very, very delicate and very potent issue. Tobias and Saint Germain have talked about sexual energy. They say it's not a physical energy. Sometimes it can be manifested that way, but sexual energy is the most potent psychic energy, and it's used to trap and to steal from others, and it crosses over from lifetime to lifetime. So it's going to be a very intense workshop, probably limited to 50 people, because I know we're going to be going through a lot of experiences. And we'll tell you more about it, but I wanted to
No coincidence that it's Mexico because of some of the channeled energies that have come through in reference to this in the past, particularly the wound
Actually,
devices.
I wanted to have it here in Denver, and Linda reminded me that Tobias specified that it had to be in Mexico, at least for the first one. So we'll let you know more about that. It will be by application. Oh, and that's it. Gosh.
What? You had a slide. We wanted to make an announcement about R.C. Gorman.
I didn't have a slide.
Oh, you didn't? What
I did
happened?
Not do a slide. I just didn't.
Oh. Well, we would like to make an announcement and maybe even to tell you in celebration, of the life. I kind of getting weird. R.C. Gorman, the American Indian artist, very famous. Famous in that, the channel Out of the Box came from the channeling in his sculpture garden. And what made him so special in this sense, he was such an incredible role model to Indians, even in terms of he basically took the tradition, the old traditions of American Indians, and he said, let's do something wild, let's do something broader, and really brought the American Indian expression to very current and very contemporary and very open and free ways. He opened the door for many, many people, for many, many American Indians. You probably have heard he was considered the Picasso of American Indian art. And he passed away day before yesterday.
Thursday.
He passed away
Thursday
on Thursday
noon.
At noon.
Yep.
So if you would send your love, and I am particularly grateful for the personal impression he made on me when I was still a college kid, because he just, it's quite a character, and he had really lived in a way that showed people to live outside the box.
It was interesting that we were invited, Grupa Shambar was invited to his residence and studio in Taos, New Mexico, back in mid-July, I think, and it was so cool being there at his house and doing a channel and, you know, with R.C. Gorman. I mean, it was just one of those things like, wow. And, Tobias gave a great channel. It was about going out of the box.
Living outside
like
the box.
R.C. Gorman had done. He broke the paradigm just like we're doing. That was actually one of the last, truly public things he had done other than his annual gallery show in August in Taos. He got sick shortly after that, and he was on in treatment in the hospital for a month or two until he passed away on Thursday. So it was kind of cool. This was the channel, the Out of the Box that we did, and it's now become really, really, really special to me because of the whole situation. So anyway, we're going to take a break, have some chocolate. Don't grind it into the floor. Put it in your mouth. We'll come back in 20 minutes.